Door-to-door canvassing is one of the many tactics former Congresswoman Ann Kirkpatrick is using to get the word out this election.
Hi, I'm Ann Kirkpatrick. I just stopped by to introduce myself. Are you Sandra?
Yeah.
Wanted to give you a
And at her campaign office in downtown Flagstaff, volunteers are working the phones.
Oh, I'm calling for Ann Kirkpatrick. Yep.
In this huge district, it takes more of everything. And by that, I mean we have to have more campaign offices throughout the district. It means more mileage. It means driving constantly. It means more staff, more supplies, more campaign funds, quite honestly.
And Kirkpatrick can afford it. So far, she's raised the most money of any of the CD1 candidates, $1.4 million. Her opponent in the Democratic primary is Navajo attorney Winona Benally Baldenegro. She has a small fraction of those funds, so is relying on name recognition among the tribes.
You know, when it comes to Congressional District 1, people really want to have a representative who they can identify with and who they know come from the small towns that we've all grown up in.
Benally is a common Navajo name. The tribe is the largest in the country, and Baldenegro is her husband's name. His family is Latino. The district is 20% Latino and 20% Native American. Last month, Baldenegro reached a small crowd of Navajo members at a hearing on a critical water settlement issue that's been gripping Indian country for decades.
We should be able to come to the table and renegotiate these agreements and ensure that as Navajo people, we get our fair share of the resources that are being taken from us. That's ultimately all that we are asking for.
Baldenegro says this district needs someone who understands both tribal government and the federal government and how to bridge the gap. But Fred Salop says that may not be enough. He's a political science professor at Northern Arizona University. Salop says the pressure's on. Many are watching the race closely.
This is an important district nationwide, largely because it is an open congressional seat. It's rare to have open congressional seats. It's also important because the Democrats are looking at this as a district that the national pundits are saying leans Democratic. It's an opportunity to move a congressional seat from the Republican column into the Democratic column.
There are more Democrats in the district than Republicans, but independents can push the vote either way. Running on the Republican side, Jonathan Payton is dealing with the same challenges as his Democratic colleagues. He recently drove 3 hours from Phoenix to the small town of Camp Verde in northern Arizona for the Corn Festival, where he hoped to reach hundreds of constituents. He just moved to the district from Tucson, so few people know him.
I'm Jonathan Payton. I'm running for Congress.
I'm sorry?
I'm Jonathan Payton, running for Congress. You're sorry that you didn't hear me?
No, that you're running for Congress.
The Corn Festival was a bust. Minutes before he arrived, a thunderstorm with strong wind gusts blew over several canopies and blew away the crowd. Candidates in this enormous district can get frustrated, wasting an entire day trying to get votes.
You go from the heat of the Sonoran Desert to worrying about elk in the White Mountains to, you know, dealing with GPS issues that you run into in some areas.
Areas so remote that computer-assisted directions are confusing or unavailable. Payton's deputy campaign manager, Robert Meyer, says they try to multitask. When they're not at an event like this one, they're on the phone, usually in the car. And when there's no cell coverage?
We have travel scrabble and all sorts of things to keep ourselves occupied in the meantime.
With her big campaign chest and congressional experience, Kirkpatrick is widely seen as the likely winner of this race. But she's not taking anything for granted.
So Laura, if they're not home, I just leave a little handwritten note on the card.
Met your
dog. So they'll know. Met your dog. So they'll know I came by.
I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.